Chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled, have faith in God and have faith in me. In my Father's house are rooms enough. If it was not so, would I have said that I am going to make ready a place for you? And if I go and make ready a place for you, I will come back again and will take you to be with me, so that you may be where I am. And you all have knowledge of where I am going, and of the way to it. Thomas said, Lord, we have no knowledge of where you are going. How may we have knowledge of the way? Jesus said to him, I am the true and living way, no one comes to the Father but by me. If you had knowledge of me, you would have knowledge of my Father. You have knowledge of him now and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, let us see the Father, and we have need of nothing more. Jesus said to him, Philip, have I been with you all this time, and still you have no knowledge of me? He who has seen me had seen the Father. Why do you say, let us see the Father? Have you not faith that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words which I say to you, I say not from myself, but the Father who is in me all the time does his works. Have faith that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me, at least, have faith in me because of what I do. Truly I say to you, he who puts his faith in me will do the very works which I do, and he will do greater things than these, because I am going to my Father. And whatever request you make in my name, that I will do, so that the Father may have glory in the Son. If you make any request to me in my name, I will do it. If you have love for me, you will keep my laws. And I will make prayer to the Father and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of true knowledge. That Spirit the world is not able to take to its heart because it sees him not and has no knowledge of him. But you have knowledge of him, because he is ever with you and will be in you. I will not let you be without a friend. I am coming to you. A little time longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, and you will be living because I am living. At that time it will be clear to you that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. He who has my laws and keeps them, he it is who has love for me, and he who has love for me will be loved by my Father. And I will have love for him and will let myself be seen clearly by him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, how is it that you will let yourself be seen clearly by us and not by the world? Jesus said to him in answer, if anyone has love for me, he will keep my words, and he will be dear to my Father, and we will come to him and make our living place with him. He who has no love for me does not keep my words, and the word which you are hearing is not my word but the Father's who sent me. I have said all this to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will be your teacher in all things and will put you in mind of everything I have said to you. May peace be with you. My peace I give to you, I give it not as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled, let it be without fear. Keep in mind how I said to you, I go away and come to you again. If you had love for me you would be glad, because I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I and now I have given you word of it before it comes, so that, when it comes, you may have faith. After this I will not say much to you, because the ruler of this world comes, and he has no power over me, but he comes so that the world may see that I have love for the Father, and that I am doing as I am ordered by the Father. Get up, and let us go.